Scalar 3 to Oxide Ground. We are in the air, ready for task. Roger that, Mongoose 2. We'll maintain readiness until original contact is reestablished. Get your ass back here. Out.
City Council, the place where are held many protests for freedom of speech, for informed consent, for the right for doctors to speak out against the vaccine. And today, Michael, we have victory because the judge in the Supreme Court of Queensland has declared that not only is my suspension overturned, but it was overturned from the day UPRA ever tried to stop me from speaking in the first place. It's a complete victory. He's overturned the suspension. He's overturned the investigation. He's even dismissed the proceedings in the tribunal where UPRA was until today trying to get me for professional misconduct for criticising Chief Medical Officer and Head of the CDC, Professor Paul Kelly. It's all gone. It's all finished. The judge has affirmed that freedom of speech is number one. The judge has affirmed that the doctor is in control of the doctor-patient relationship. The judge has made freedom a legality in this country from this day henceforth. You know, it's all thanks to the supporters like these people here.
Hey, everybody!
Hey, guys!
It's all thanks to the people of Australia, Michael, that have got me through this. And, of course, Jesus Christ, because without him guiding me through everything, there's no way I could have beaten this team of 10 lawyers. But thanks to my faith in God and God guiding me, truly, that's all you need to win. How did I win? The answer is Jesus.
But this is, it's not just you, though. It's every doctor. Every doctor can now freely speak.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I've already started criticising the vaccines and talking about how I'm going to prescribe
ivermectin. What do you think about the vaccines, William?
I think the vaccines are shit, mate. They're absolute shit. They're killers. They destroy people's DNA. And I'm telling you this now, Australia and the world, as a registered doctor. So this is coming from a registered Australian medical professional. The mRNA vaccines are poisonous. They are bad for you. They are not good for you. They are harming your children. They are harming you. Everything you've heard has been there to deceive you. And I have been vindicated in court today to let you know, the people of Australia, that you have been lied to by the medical regulator. The medical regulator, APRA, has lied to you, and the justice... Bradley in the Supreme Court of Queensland today has declared me 100% correct. I have been unsuspended. My investigation has been set aside. The tribunal has been set aside. Everything has been set aside in favour of the truth. God bless you, Justice Bradley. God bless the judiciary. God bless Australia. We have won. I think the vaccines are shit, mate. They're absolute shit. They're killers. They destroy people's DNA. And I'm telling you this now, Australia and the world, as a registered doctor. So this is coming from a registered doctor.
after I made the decision to get vaccinated against COVID-19. I know the facts, and I think this is the right choice to make. As more Americans are vaccinated, we can get back to the things that are important to us: embracing family and friends, getting our economy back on track, and getting our lives back to normal. Each vaccine available is safe and effective. Each vaccine was tested on tens of thousands of people, and they continue to monitor the vaccines every day to ensure that they are safe. To get these vaccines to Americans as quickly as possible, they cut red tape. They didn't cut corners. While I am a doctor, I'm also a Republican member of Congress, and I fully respect that this is your decision to make. Talk to your doctor, get all the information you need, and decide if a vaccine is best for you. There is one thing on which we can all agree: America needs to get back to being America again.
the Canadian Pediatric Society as a possible side effect of mRNA vaccines.
Chest pain, fluttering, and heart inflammation are among some of the new side effects announced by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, observed in some people who have received the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines.
An 18-year-old health worker has developed blood clots.
After receiving her second dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, she was unable to move from the neck down.
COVID-19 vaccines have been linked to rare but potentially serious neurological complications.
A local woman who says she lost feeling in much of her body just hours after getting Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine.
There's a likely link between the medical issues and the shot.
Possible link between a heart condition and the vaccine.
There is a definite association.
This is abnormal. This is something that we need to pay attention to.
In the last 1 week, 16 countries have suspended the shot
clots as a result of getting the Pfizer vaccine.
Higher than normal cases of myocarditis.
So this disorder is called Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Likely association between the Pfizer and Moderna.
Higher rates of adverse events.
50% increase in adults
develop blood clots after taking this vaccine.
Heart inflammation in teenagers and
blood clots linked to the vaccine.
The condition is called Bell's palsy.
Serious blood clots.
Due to the risk of heart inflammation.
Heart condition associated.
A side effect called Guillain-Barré syndrome.
System can start to say, well, what am I needed for, and can kind of start to shut down.